We have worshiped the living God, haven't we? And we're continuing worship right now. We did the singing part of worship, but it is such a part of worship for us to declare the Word of God. And see, I need anointing to speak it, but you need anointing to hear it, right? And not only to hear it, but to be a what? A doer. You don't want, believe me, you don't want to just be a hearer. You don't. You don't want to do that because you'll be deceived. And so here's what I want you to be thinking. In a minute, I'm going to get into the Word. And when I do, this is what I want you to be thinking. I want you to be thinking, Lord, I'm not playing games. The Word of God is coming to me so that I will go do something with it. I don't want you just to play with it. I want you to do something with it. Amen? Before I do, I have to tell a pastor joke. Can I tell a pastor joke? Okay. All right. There was a pastor who was in a big city. He had an appointment, and he parked his car in a no parking zone because he was really short of time and there was no place to find a space with a meter. So he wrote a note under the windshield wiper, and it read this: I've circled the block 10 times. If I don't park here, I'll miss my appointment. Forgive us our trespasses. Well, when he got back to the car, he found a ticket from the police officer, and it had this note to it: I've circled this block for 10 years. If I don't give you a ticket, I'll lose my job. Lead us not into temptation. Oh, yes. Well, amen. I am really filled with joy today for a couple reasons. One is to be saved and to have communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. I am so glad, and I am free. Amen. He has set me free. And you know what I'm free? I'm not free just to go do what I want to do. I'm free to do what He wants me to, because that's becoming more and more what I want to do. And there's freedom there, saints. And I'm also joyful to be here with you all. Linda and I and my children, we love being here at Shore Christian Fellowship. We feel so welcome. And I'm also thankful and joyful today because of what God has been doing with our Making the Gospel Known Ministries. A year and a half ago, just about, the Lord led us to start this. And one of the first things I did was come and meet with John and sit in his office. And we talked about the things of God, and we talked about revival, and we talked about the salvation of souls. And I believe we had some tears. We shared some tears together, didn't we, John? And we cried out to God together. And John has been one of the number one encouragers to me in terms of this calling that God has given. And you all, as a church, have been such an encouragement too. And I thought,
was
it Aaron and Zachary? Was that their name?
Yes.
Aaron and Zachary. Those are yours?
Yep.
I had this wonderful encounter. I had two encounters. One was in the bathroom, and I think it was them. And they came in and they said, hola, as I was going to the bathroom. And I said, hola, ¿cómo está usted? And there was silence. I said, do you know what that means? No. I said, ¿cómo está usted? Means, how are you? Now repeat it after me. And they did. And then they said, we love to learn new words. And I said, well, here's one, el baño. This is el baño. Go tell your mom, dad, that you were in el baño. And I heard them going out the door. El baño means bathroom. So that was one encounter. Then the other one was, I walked out to get a cup, or walked out in the kitchen area, and they had their pretend guns going. I said, don't shoot me. And one of them, I don't know which one, said, it's only pretend. And they were shooting at the girls, and one of the girls had a real gun. And and then I'm walking back, and one of them said to me, you want to be on our side? Yeah, I really want to be on your side. And I think he said, we're the evil guys. I said, okay, that's all right. So that was a great greeting. I mean, I really made me feel right at home. And if I ever come back, I know I can play Army and be on their side. I've been invited, so. Bring my own gun. That's right. That's great. Okay. So I wanted real quick just to give you a little clip. Some of you might have seen this, but it's a little video clip. We were up in BWI, or not BWI, we were up at the Inner Harbor doing ministry last year. And we were just up there on Friday night. If any of you all want a treat, come with us to the Inner Harbor sometime to go preach the gospel. We just had an incredible time. But this is a clip. I had a friend from up real north in Maryland who's really good with video equipment, and he did this clip for us as we were out there that day. So just wanted to give you a look, just a little window in terms of what we're doing.
Ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
For it is the power of God,
unto salvation
for everyone who believes. Some really good news for you all. There is a way to go from hoping you'll go into heaven to knowing you'll go to heaven. But hoping on the basis of being good enough won't work. And I want to try to share with you why and maybe ask some questions along the way. Is that okay? Here's what you've told me. You're a lying, thieving, blasphemous adulterer at heart. I am not judging you because I stand shoulder to shoulder with you, guilty. And if God judged you on Judgment Day only by the Ten Commandments, would you be guilty or innocent, Al? I would be guilty. Also, who else here would be guilty of breaking God's commandments?
We stand before God in judgment. We will be punished for our sins. And God says His place of punishment is a place called hell, folks. The Bible says if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, they were thrown into the lake of fire. The Bible says, for all sin falls short of the glory of God, and the wages of man's sin is death. And you may think to yourself, why is this guy standing up in front of us screaming at him? That's a very good question. And here's why, folks. I believe that hell exists.
Yes. Listen, here is the greatest love story that ever has happened on the face of the earth. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him, you know it, don't you, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Folks, that is the love of God in action. God demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
John, you ready to go? Let's go. You ready? We all just sang. What did we just sing? Sing.
Send me.
You ready? Okay, we're not playing here today. We are here to encourage you that this commission by God is a real commission. And that's what... Oh, did you pass the notes out, Bill? Yeah, could you do that, please? While he's doing that, try not to be distracted. Kind of keep your eyes up here. But we're going to give like one to every family, couple or single or whatever. I'll wait just a moment because I want to have you read along with this passage with me. Actually, you know what? While he's doing that, I'd like Matthew, my son, to come up here real quick. Matt, I just want you to come pray for me, okay? Pray for God's hand to be on this message.
Dear Lord, I pray for Dad right now. I pray that your Holy Spirit would come upon him. I pray that you would give him boldness. Just help him to focus. I pray that you would open all of our hearts as we listen to him, and that you would make us bold to preach your gospel to the world, dear Lord. In your name I pray.
Amen. Thank you, Matt. Jesus had compassion on the multitudes because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, truly, do you remember it? Truly the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send out laborers into the harvest. I'm going to pray for you now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray for my dear friends here at Shore Christian Fellowship and for my family and for me. And I pray, Lord, you've told us to pray to you, the Lord of the harvest, to send out laborers. I'm asking you, God, by faith, to send out these laborers into the harvest field. And I pray by faith, oh God, you know, Lord, that my heart before you is to serve. And I pray that you would grant the words of Scripture and the words, the things we talk about to serve that end, that we, every one of us, will be involved in the mission of going and being laborers in the harvest field in Jesus' name. Amen. Please start reading with me at 1 Corinthians 9:16. Just read aloud with me and we'll read all three passages together. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. Let's say that again. Woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. Next passage. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who were under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who were under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Next. Just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. I want to talk today about our mission, that we might save some. That's what Paul said. I become all things to all men that I might save some. Years ago, the Moravians had a many, many year revival, and they would pray and cry out to God. And as they did, different ones would hear from God and they would go into different parts of the world. And two young men, maybe as young as my oldest sons here, two young men heard from God that there was this group of slaves somewhere across the sea, and these slaves were so bound up by their masters that there was no way that these slaves were ever going to hear the gospel from the outside. The only way would be if there were slaves within their ranks who would preach Jesus to them. And these young men decided to sell themselves into slavery for the rest of their lives, so that they could get in the midst of these slaves and preach the gospel to them. And as they were heading out on the boat, and their family and friends were standing on the shore weeping, they said this. They said, "Don't cry for us. Don't cry for us. We are going to win for our Savior the sacrifice of His reward." That's what we're going to do. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are here on this earth for a very short time. I mean a very short time. And then we're gone. And there's one thing you can't do in heaven, and that is to preach the gospel to the lost. You have this very short window of time to do it. And you know what? Our Savior has given Himself for the salvation of their souls. And you and I are called by God to give ourselves for the reward of His sacrifice. Amen. To become all things to all men. We've been learning some things about that. We have so much more to learn, but we've been learning. So let's look at these notes. And the first thing I want to highlight here is vision for the mission. Vision yields passion. How's your vision doing? How's your vision? Is your vision closed in and your world right around you and the hectic pace and working and paying bills and keeping the house up and taking care of the children and running them here? Is that where your vision, is it locked in, or is your vision out there? Now we sang about our vision being out there, but where is your vision today? Paul, the apostle, was thrilled and excited. Why? Because the gospel transformed his life. He was a new man. He was a new creature. And the love of Jesus Christ constrained him. It pounded in his heart. And he was excited because he had the most powerful weapon. Aaron and Zachary had their guns. Paul had the gun of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that gun was the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. He was excited. He had vision because he had the only thing that was able to enter into a man's or a woman's heart, change him from the inside, transform them from the inside out, and prepare them to have their home in eternity forever. The only thing, there is only one thing in all the universe that has power to do that, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Guess what? Paul had it, and he was excited about it, and he was moved with passion through that vision of what that gospel could do. How's your vision doing? Let me ask you a question. How about if you had the cure? Somehow, some way, you stumbled upon the cure to cancer. All kinds. And you had it in your possession. And you were the only one who did. And what if you knew the reality that millions upon millions were dying of that dreaded disease? And they are. Wouldn't you be thrilled that you had the cure? Wouldn't you be excited and that you had the ability to manufacture it? Wouldn't you be out there with those people who had it, giving them the cure? How many of you would? I want you to think. Please think. You have the cure in your possession to a far worse condition than cancer. It's called death that leads to hell.